And the first is Ilda Garcia Perez. She has a PhD in epidemiology from the University of Michigan and a master's degree in population studies from El Colegio de la Frontera Norte, Mexico. She's an assistant professor of the School of Transportive Studies at Arizona State University. Her research expertise includes women's health, community development, and disease prevention in urban areas of northern Mexico and the southwest borderlands. She teaches courses on U.S.-Mexico transborder health issues, health and migration, and health of Chicanas and Latinas. And then our other speaker is Francisco Lara, and Dr. Lara is an associate professor at the School of Transborder Studies of Arizona State University. He has his PhD in urban and environmental planning from the University of Michigan, and at the School of Transborder Studies, Francisco teaches classes on transborder theory, urban Latino policy, and U.S.-Mexican border development.
Thank you very much for the introduction, and thank you for being here. I'm going to start my presentation by saying that Ilda and I combine our interests on urban issues and our expertise. My expertise is a planner, and she's a public health PhD. And what we are going to do is basically to present the result of a study we conducted in the city of Hermosillo, which is in the state of Sonora. I'll show you a map in a moment, trying to see if there is a connection between the level of physical activity in which women are engaged in this city and the presence of urban parks, neighborhood parks in this place. Now, the presentation is divided in five sections. I'm going to provide some background information in a moment and then describe the objectives. Ilda is going to go through the methods and present the results and the conclusions. The issue of physical activity is obviously an issue that is growing in importance in Mexico and in Latin America in general. And the reasons are population is becoming increasingly urbanized, sedentarism is becoming very prevalent in almost all population groups, and with that there are a lot of public health issues growing in importance in the area. One area of concern is obviously obesity, which is a public health problem in Mexico, particularly among children and the female population. This chart over here shows you the result of the health and nutrition survey in several years. You can see, for example, that in 1988, that survey reported that close to 34% of the female population, 20 to 49, was overweight or obese. And from that initial measurement, you can see a steady increase in the prevalence of obesity among women. In 2006, that percentage of overweight and obese has increased to almost 76% and has remained that level according to the most recent measurement in 2002 that says that about 71% of women in that group age are obese. The factor that explains the obesity problem and the associated health issues are not equally distributed in the Mexican territory. There are places where you see a higher prevalence, particularly in the northern region of Mexico, near the U.S.-Mexico border, especially because you see high urbanization rates and high industrialization in places like Tijuana, Mexicali, and the city of Hermosillo, too. This chart over here shows, for example, the rate of overweight and obesity population among women and men in 2006 and 2012. You can see there, for example, that obesity is much higher among women in the state of Sonora, where Hermosillo is located, and also the percentage of obese female population is higher in the state of Sonora. I'm going to skip this chart, but the only thing I'm going to mention here is that we understand that the connection between healthy weight and physical activity is a very complex relationship. There are many different factors that intervene in the in this connection, especially because in this study what we are doing is trying to measure the impact of leisure time physical activity on women in an urban context. This chart, for example, shows that according to some recent measurements, the Mexican population tend to be engaged in physical activity in a very important way. Almost 71% of the population between 19 to 60 years old was reported to be engaged in vigorous physical activity, mostly utilitarian activity, basically because the influence of urban and contextual factors. The other reason this study is important is because there is not a lot of investigation of this type of issues in Latin America and Mexico. I mean, this is a topic that is very widely investigated here in the U.S. There are a lot of studies that show that the density of parks, the proximity of parks, the characteristic of the park has an influence in visitation and physical activity among different population groups. But if you look at the literature on these type of topics in Latin America, you will see that there are just a few studies, some in Brazil, some in Colombia, that show exactly the same relationship. If you look for studies that are specific to Mexico, there are not a lot. We did some studies a couple of years ago, but the literature in this field is still pretty much very scant, to say the least. So what we want to do is to precisely contribute to this type of analysis that try to establish the connection between the built environment in the form of public parks and the engagement of neighborhood residents in physical activity, because that has an impact on the obesity, has implications for the health, and in general improve the health status of a population in urban areas. Let me tell you what are our objectives in this presentation. Basically, as I said before, we want to see if there is a connection between parks availability and accessibility and women's propensity to engage in leisure time physical activity in the city of Hermosillo, which is the capital city of the state of Sonora, with borders with Arizona. Is a regional urban center that serves all the northwest part of Mexico. According to the 2000 census, has close to 700,000 residents, and the local economy has been changing very rapidly from a rural agricultural type type of economy to one more dominated by manufacturing and services. So, Hilda is going to explain the research process and the results of the research that we conducted.
Thank you, Francisco. Okay, the data was collected using in two different phases. Yeah, first, we have information at the neighborhood level, and then that information is related in the phase one, where we first complete an inventory of parks in the city of Hermosillo, and where we identify more than 400 parks. But at the end, we only include 200 of these, around 222 parks were included in the analysis, because several were excluded, and we can explain later why. And also, the other information that we were using at the neighborhood level were information that are coming for the 2005 census count. We are using information that are coming from the census at the population levels to be able to characterize the neighborhoods that were included in our studies. And then we complete an analysis using the RGIS. And in the second level, the information that we collect in the second phase is related with a cross-sectional population-based survey, in which we conduct a survey among women aged 25 to 54 years that were permanent residents of the city of Hermosillo. And this is a little bit the explanations about how the data was collected. We select randomly 29 census tracts. For any census tract, we select randomly also 10 census blocks. And then we interview approximately 45 women per each of the census tracts. Since we want to do the analysis at the neighborhood levels, we decide to use the colonias, that is actually the neighborhoods that, that we use in Mexico, to be able to characterize women in each of these contexts. Since the data is available at the census levels, at the neighborhood level, at the population, so we're able to have information at that connection. Then at the end, we have in our samples 44 colonias or neighborhoods in which all these women were nested. This is the populations the study was, we include more than 1,000 women, but at the end, the analysis is going to be conducted in more than 1,285 women nested in 44 neighborhoods. 22 women were excluded because one woman were not able to answer the questions about physical activity, and the 22 others were in colonias or neighborhoods in where we had less than 5 cases. So these are the variables that were included at the neighborhood level and also at the individual levels. We have several variables that are related with accessibility and availability of parks, distance to the nearest public park, service area overlaps, number of parks in the neighborhood level, and park areas for residents. Also, we were able to compute an index for socioeconomic status using that information from the census. And at the neighborhood level, and then we have several individual variables that were included in this particular analysis: education, age, poverty, diabetes, and BMI. We are also using two different outcomes associated with physical activity. We use the neighborhood physical activity, and we include in this particular definitions what those women that report that were walking and running, because they are more related, obviously, with the a physical activity in the neighborhood. And then we have the overall physical activity that include the walking and run and other activities related. Then in the reference time was related with the last year. Okay, this is the city of Hermosillo. This is the largest park in Hermosillo. This is the Juarez Park. Okay, this is the findings. The findings we have here that we presenting the prevalence associated with the two definitions that we are using in our outcome. We have 22% of the women were physically active. They walk and run, and then using the definitions of neighborhood-based leisure time, physical activity, and the overall leisure time physical activity was 29% of the women. As you can notice, there is no big difference. Most of the women, the activity that they are actually doing is related with walking and running. Mean age, the age was 38.5, and most of the women were in the range of 25 to 34. 67% of the women, they have less than high school education. Most of them were married, 79%. Almost 40% of them reported to work the last week previous to the survey. 8% reported to be pregnant during the last 12 months in which the survey was conducted. The number of children per women were 2.8, with the range was from 0 to 13. And also the BMI was 29, was the upper range of the overweight, but actually a high percentage of women were obese or overweight, because we only identify one out of five women have a normal weight in terms. And 7% of the women we identify they have diabetes. This is related with self-report, but also we conduct a casual glucose measurement to be able to arrive to this particular number, and 59% were native of Hermosillo. About the information about the neighborhood level co-variables, well, using the index, the socioeconomic status that we conduct using the data from the census for the population count, we found most of the women were in the group of the low socioeconomic status at the neighborhood level. This is the neighborhoods in which women were living. This is not related with women particularly, but the neighborhoods. Also, the information about the parks, the number of parks in the neighborhood was less than one park for the neighborhoods, but we found 0 to 7. Some neighborhoods, they have 7 parks. Also, the ratio in terms of the parks to people ratio was 0.3. And this is a very, this number particularly is very low because the standard, the international standard defined that approximately need to be 9 square meters per park residence. That's pretty low. The distance in meters to nearest park from home was 477 meters. That is very good in terms of the standard. I think that some of the literature recommend that 500 meters is like a good distance to walk to the park to become physically active. And then the number of overlapping park service area were 7. Okay, what happened particularly with the study? Well, we conduct a multi-level analysis. And then we have we compute the logistic regressions to assess the level of women become physically active. And then we compute three different models. In the first model, we include all the variables of availability and accessibility to parks. And in the second model, we include the variables associated also with the availability or accessibility to parks, including the also the index for socioeconomic status. And in the third model, we include the context of the neighborhood level variables together with the individual variables. And our findings suggest for the first model, well, we found that this distance to the nearest park is one of the, was an important variable in the way that might explain some participation of women in physical activity, but no one of the variables were statistically significant. So we didn't find any association between park availability or the presence of park and level of physical activity of women. In the second model, we include all the variables associated with parks and also our index related with socioeconomic status. And then we found that for each increase in the index of socioeconomic status, 8%, we found an increase, 8% in the increase of the likelihood of women to become physically active. And this variable was statistically significant. Yeah. Then we found that obviously the socioeconomic status of the neighborhood seems to play a role in women to become more physically active. And in the last model, we include variables associated with the parks. Again, any of the variables were associated with the distance to the park. No one of these variables was significant. We include, again, the index for socioeconomic status. And then we found that also was marginally significant. It seems that socioeconomic status also playing a role here. And then when we include, after we control for all the neighborhood level variables, we found that age and education is also, they are playing a role in women to become physically active. We found, for instance, a 47% increase in the odds of women to become physically active, and those women that were in the range for 45 to 58 when we compare with this group of age. And then we also found that actually there is a reduction in the probability to become physically active for those women that were younger, 25 to 34. Yeah, a reduction and then an increase as soon as you become just, I don't want to say older because I'm that age group, but that's, yeah, for these women it seems that increase the probability of that. Okay, then education, socioeconomic status, and age are playing a role to explain what happened, particularly with these women. Okay, just to do a summary of the findings, 22% of women engaged in neighborhood physical activity during the 12 months close to the survey, while 29% engaged in overall physical activity. I didn't present the data, but it was very similar for the overall physical activity. After adjusted by neighborhood and individual variables, park density, park to people ratio, combined service areas or distance to the nearest park were not related with any of the two outcomes associated with physical activity. The deprivation, the neighborhood deprivation, our index for socioeconomic status was the only neighborhood variable with the significant effects on women neighborhood physical activity and overall physical activity. And after controlling for neighborhood variables, age and education were also associated with physical activity. Then our findings did not support a connection between the presence of parks and women physical activity in the city of Hermosillo, Mexico, or other neighborhood level factors could be mediated this connection. So further studies need to be conducted to better understand the influence of built environment and physical activity among women, Mexican women. Just something to highlight what could be the future research connected, particularly in the city of Hermosillo, is that to assess the quality of the parks, we didn't include in our analysis the physical characteristics of the park, and then we are just working on that particular point. The other aspects related with the study is to expand the analysis to elements of the built environment, and we know the parks are very important, but also other factors that are in the neighborhood are important when you want to become physically active. For instance, thinking into the presence of sidewalks, the level of violence in the community, if there is some street lighting, all these factors related, basically because we are talking about women, and when we are talking about women, we're talking about also children, and then specific needs associated particularly with the women when they want to become physically active. And then we also want to analyze the connection between the role of the park as a resource or hazards. That, and then to be able to do that, we need to obviously to conduct another type of research, like more qualitative research, to be able to know what is the perceptions of women in terms of the environment, and then how the environment could be a barrier for them to become physically active. And then, thank you very much.